YQK monitoring.
10-0-TR mobile.
David here. Got nephews in the Jeep with us. We're over here hanging out in the restaurant waiting for it to be called in.
At Dairy Queen one, yeah, it was backed up over here just now as we come by. We just left the Home Depot.
Japanese restaurant over at Woodruff.
Well, you're getting in the repeater good. You don't mean Woodruff Boulevard, you mean Woodruff, don't you?
Yeah, Best Buy, Lowe's, and all those places there on Boulevard. I believe this is Boulevard.
Well, it's a nice evening day. We just went over to get a couple of things, bunch of pots and flowers, and on sale flowers, of course. And should never turn loose in the flower section. And then was going to buy a post driver. I made one back in Kansas, but I didn't bring it back down here. I gave it to my brother-in-law. He was on the farm. $50, $48.95 for one of those. So I decided my tomato steaks are going to get driven down in a different manner.
Tree plant for my hydroponics that I grow food in the garden here. And Josh wants to get his ham radio license. I told him I'll set him up with radio if he does. I'll give him a book to start teaching him.
How old is he, Nick? Oh, that's just right. I know a few guys on here that's been on since they're about 16, and you know, there was one 12-year-old here the other day, Chandler, I believe was his name, and, Alexander, and a real nice young man, 12 years old, that's amazing, and, there's several guys I talked to recently been licensed since the 50s. I didn't get mine till 1993, Dave.
When I was in Maine, I was in Dave Garcia, and I'd hang out at the ham shack. I didn't have a license there, so I was like a guest operator for VQ9. And I'd hang out at the station. As soon as I got back to the U.S., I got my license right after the Gulf War there up at Loring, Maine.
Well, you was out there at that little bitty island out in the middle of the Indian Ocean, wasn't you?
6 months and a tenth on that little island.
What was the name of that place? They flew B-52s out of there, I know. I just can't, on the tip of my tongue, I've not been to that one.
It is Diego Garcia is the name of the island.
VQ something or other, 9 or something, used to fly out of, it was a Navy squadron though, but they were spooks, and they flew out of Rota, Spain.
The Rota also there. We had air guys used to fly down there to take care of the air traffic control system every now and then.
You just never heard much about that squadron. But, and I don't know what type of aircraft it was. I'm assuming it was P-3s or the Elant model, you know, for ECM stuff.
It's spooky. They don't talk much there.
A spook done in Panama one time on Morse code, and he would tell me where he was at, and he told me what squadron he was with, but he wouldn't tell me what he'd done. I might have talked to him on voice. I can't remember. It's been too many years ago. But I said, so you're a spook. Well, yeah, you could call me that.
Yeah, I deal with them every now and then. And you can always spot them. It'll be the guys that they all had iridium phones on them when I ran into them. They'll be talking to their loved ones back in the States before they forward deployed from the location I was at.
I haven't heard that one in a long time. Do those satellites still exist? Dave, I didn't think that worked out too well.
Exist, and the service is available for the civilian public now. And I think a lot of selling people will use it.
Well, that's interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, you get that young man interested in that, and he'll never forget you for that. It's a fun hobby.
Fun hobby. I was out playing today with my radios and stuff. Again, rear mirror, seeing that smell pulled up here. All right, I'm going to let you go. We'll say St. Reese for now. It's KJ4YQK. We'll be clear at your final.
Haven't heard our other favorite David on for a little while today, so he's out doing something. Probably flying 73's day. KJ4YQK and 0TR. We're just about home, so I'll be clear.
PM, KD4FDI.
It's down for now, over.
Question on there.
other packet machines that I can get into, do I have to go through that WX4PG10 to get to the other machine? Or can I go straight through the mother room?
Get in on it and you can hit it. You can go through it.
Changing my frequency, though?
That's correct. Just stay on the 010 and listen. If you see one of the stations identifying and it ends in a dash 10, then that's your gateway. I think this might be a good opportunity, though, to discuss how to move traffic when a gateway is not available. And that's going to be your dash 7 or a dash 5. So the one you would be looking for would be N4AW-7, but I'm pretty sure that's just going to have a message board, bulletin board available.
I'll probably have to get you to show me next time you're up. I know you showed me one time, but I don't know the route to getting back there.
4AO, I don't mean to interrupt what you guys got going on, but I had a quick question for Chad when he gets a moment.
Everybody else is a little static.
crystal clear. But while he was talking, even though he was crystal clear, my S-meter was going up and down by probably three bars. Can't force the HY standing by.
Can't force the right. I got some radio catching up to do with, Roger?
Clear.